Sage, why the hell not? Get the fuck up here.
Guys, no, you gotta be on stage right now.
Sorry, I'm gonna be scatterbrained. I'll be honest, I'm high. Hell yeah. Welcome to Being Stoned. Get on stage. We're live on the internet. I'm Alex Grubard. This is Weeding Out the Stone, the game show of sobriety tests. And everyone's here. You can play along with this live stream. Look how excited I am about it. you can play along. Go to menti.com on your phone, and you can enter the code 8710111. That's 8710111. Menti.com. And then you can play along from your phone. That's how this works. It's going to be crazy. This is Weeding Out the Stone. Let's meet our players, though. They were just chatting like they were in a giant room all by themselves. The inmates running the asylum, because that's how we do. We're live, baby. So we're great. We're not even in like playing games yet. Let's just meet each other. How are you, Devin? Devin, you're our first player that we're talking to. First.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I think Mark Henley just showed me someone that I look like.
Yeah.
Who was it? What was his name?
It was Greg Kinnear from As Good As It Gets.
Whoa, what a compliment. What high praise. No pun intended. This is Weeding Out the Stone.
He was a hot dude. Otherwise, I wouldn't have brought it up.
Hey, it's great. Greg Kinnear, first host of Talk Soup. Am I right?
Goddamn right he was.
Oh, I'm so old. Devin, thank you for being here. Are you ready? How are you feeling about your chances tonight?
I think it's unquestionable that I'm going to win.
I love it. That's awesome.
Sobriety leaks for me.
That's great. Pass that down. Let's meet our next player. This is Weeding Out the Stone. As a reminder, the game show of sobriety tests. All our players are high, but one. We're getting to know them. You'll be able to play along at home at menti.com. Our next player, Mark Henley. Mark, how are you doing? What's going on today?
What's up, Alex? You know it's me, the Big Dog Comedy Fight Club, the Big Dog, the BXG, DXG. I'm here for one reason, and that's the win, baby.
Hell yeah, I love that. Plug in your own show, being confident, doing a promo, wonderful stuff.
Giving yourself a nickname, spelling it for everybody. That's what this is all about, right?
Hell yeah, BXDX, I love it.
BXG, DXG.
I feel you. I call you BXDX, though, because it's cool. It reminds me of that band, Newfound Glory. Anyway, pass that down. Give it up for Colin, guys. Colin, how are you doing?
Hey, what, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's good, man.
Thanks for asking. How are you feeling about these games? Are you feeling confident tonight?
I feel pretty good. A little less aggressive than Mark, but I'm feeling pretty all right about it.
Hell yeah. I like that.
Pretty good, if I had to say so myself.
Well, this isn't a game, but take notes out there in the world. You can play along. You'll be able to vote people off. You'll be able to interact with the show. Go to menti.com. Plug in the code 8710-1011. Pass that to our next player. Give it up for Kate. How are you, Kate?
Hey, what's up? How's it going? Hello.
Hello, I'm doing good. What is what's going on? How was your day today?
I'm all right. Right now I'm paranoid that I have BO because somebody here definitely does. Smells like an onion patch up in here.
That's got to be
me.
And
it may be me, but it's definitely someone here. Somebody stinks. Somebody stinks, you guys. But other than that, I've had an okay day. I did little to nothing at work. I work for the government, so that's how we roll.
All right. Yeah, they're all known for getting stuff done on time. Hell yeah, Kate. Well, we're all just a bunch of dudes thinking we smell bad. We know we do. It's got to be all of us. There's no doubt about it.
Why you stinks?
I'm sorry, Kate, on behalf of everybody and myself. Pass that to our final player. Let's meet Tim. How are you, Tim? What's up?
I'm good. I'm pretty sure I stink. I think it's me. What? I did not shower today.
Oh, okay. That'll happen. Well, one day, you know, it'll happen again eventually. Are you usually you shower every day? Clearly, I guess not.
No, like 4 times a week.
4 out of 7?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. 7 days, 4 times, 4 showers. Good to know. Thank you. I'll give it up for all our players. Heck yes. Thank you guys for being here. Like I said, this is Weeding Out the Stone, the game show of sobriety tests here at SIP Studios. We're doing it every Tuesday in October. Like today, if you go to menti.com, you can play along with us. You can vote and give us some prompts for all sorts of stuff and plug in the code 8710-1011. But let's start these games. We're going to move on. We got to know our players a little bit just now, but we're going to move on to our first game of Weeding Out the Stone. Remember, all our players are high, but one. Who is the sober person? We'll be eliminating them one by one after each game. Like I said, every player is high, but one. If you think during the show, if you think they are stoned, hit that little heart, this heart button on your phone if you're playing along. And if you think they're possibly the sober person, you can hit the devil kind of whenever they're speaking. Give yourself and everybody else a little view of what's going on there. And you guys should play along, too. I think strategize on this tonight, by the way. If you go to menti.com and enter the code 8710-1011, you guys can, I'm sure, subvert some of these games. All right. So, at the end of the round, we'll vote for the player we think is the most stoned, and they will be eliminated. We'll try and find the sober person at the end. That is the narc. We do want to thank All the Smoke. It's a smoke shop here in Jersey City. 588 Newark Avenue, allthesmoke_NJ is them on Instagram. They're super cool to us. Give us some stuff to give away. These guys, if you do make it to the end, I've got a Weeding Out the Stone card game for you. I've got a weed roller, a joint roller, weed roller. What am I fucking, Jesus Christ. What is that? What is a weed roller? Does anyone know? Like that's a test. No, what is it?
Like a cigarette roller, but
that is what I
weed?
Got. Yeah, that's what I have for you. But yeah, joint roller, cigarette roller. So yeah, this is Weeding Out the Stone. Let's move on to our... Oh, let's meet our players. We did. Wow. Welcome, Colin. Colin, how are you? I guess we already did this. I could do this again. We've got Tim Ranger. These are our players. Devin Hall, Mark Henley, Kate Hester. Those are our players this evening. You'll be able to vote for who you think is the highest after each round. Let's play a practice game real quick. This is one you can play along with so you guys can... throw in some strains. So we know that these guys, they're trying to make it to the end. They want to convince you that they're the one sober person. So why don't you guys out there, you can give us a fake cannabis strain, and these guys are going to tell you which one they think is the most dangerous. So you can enter up to 3 fake cannabis strains. These guys will pick one they think is the most dangerous, and then they'll tell us why it's so bad. Give us the leafly review that would make us stay away from all cannabis. So throw some fake cannabis strains, and then we'll get into our first practice game out here. Are you guys seeing this? Do you guys have this up? Like I said, we've been live streaming for about 5 minutes, and, this is our second time kind of doing this. Oh, there's a few. I love it. So, some hilarious stuff. Yankee Candle Kush, Tickle Bitch, those are good. Does anyone want to start us off? Oh, we're getting a bunch. This is great. So fantastic stuff. Who's got the mic? Tim, why don't you start us off? You can pick any of these. If you can see, you can come up closer if you need to see it. Pick one. What sounds the most dangerous to you? And tell us why we should avoid it.
Tickle Bitch.
What happens with Tickle Bitch?
I think that's a sativa, so it gets you very lively, and everyone tickles you, and you just become a little tickle bitch.
All right. Tickle bitch. Yeah, that sounds dangerous. It's like getting molested. All right. Pass that down or up. Devin. Devin, pick a strain. Tell us what strain sounds dangerous to you and why.
9/11 all spelled out. Sounds pretty bad. But then there's 9/11, which is half spelled out, half numbers. That sounds like the worst 9/11 to me. I'm going to go with that one.
All right, the number 9 and 11. 9/11, that sounds bad. Why is it so bad? Is it just the spelling?
Well, it conjures an image.
Yeah, I got you. All right, pass that down. Mark, what strain sounds terrible and that you shouldn't...
Well, first off, now that we're talking a lot about 9/11, I just want to say never forget.
Yeah, you can't forget.
on top of that, I'm going to pick Wax Salad. I'm also a known hardcore straight-edge punk rock icon. So I think all weed is Wax Salad, and I would never smoke it.
Okay, got you. Wax Salad. That's a good tactic. This guy's actually acting sober. I love it, at least. I mean, come on. That was a good answer. Pass that to Colin. Colin, what sounds like a dangerous strain and you should avoid?
You know, call me old-fashioned. I'm going to have to go with poop.
Poop.
Never been a big fan of that, inhaling that stuff. It's poop or 9/11 for sure. I'm going to have to go. If I had to guess, I would say poop. Poop, final answer. There you go.
All right, poop. Never inhale. I love it. 9/11, never forget. Great. Yeah. And Kate... is our final player during our practice game. No one will be eliminated after this game. But tell us what strange sounds dangerous and you shouldn't
Has anyone done comedic roast yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. That sounds like six different 24-year-old dudes all asking, telling me I've had an abortion in one evening. Sounds like six different types of abortion jokes right there. That's what that sounds like.
Comedic roast. I love it. Well, these are all great. Thank you, guys. So many 9-11s of various kinds. There's nine, the number 11. Single ladies, salvia. Oh, yikes. Mother, always terrible. Bunk salad haze. Bunk salad haze sounds kind of real. But thank you guys so much. So that was our practice game. You guys understand. I'd say some people definitely tried to very much convince you that they're the sober person with their answer, for sure. Some people maybe did not have not understood that strategy yet, but are maybe catching on. So that's how we've met our players. We've played a practice game, but we need to get into it and start eliminating some people. This next game is Paranoid Schmaranoid. Here's the deal. We know that stoners, they tend to be paranoid. It's been referenced already. This is a game where I'll give each player a prompt of a common fear, and they have exactly 30 seconds to tell us why that common fear is no big deal. Prove that you're not a paranoid stoner, that you don't have that kind of anxiety. All right, tell us why this common fear is no big deal. And we want to see what's going on in their heads. They need to answer for the full 30 seconds. I'll tell you when your time is up. That way we can see them tangent. They can't just get out of it with a quick answer, all right? You can't talk your way out of this game. So this is Paranoid Schmaranoid. Tim, you went first last game. Do you want to, you can go again if you want, or you can pass it. Tim, I love your bravery. Yeah. That's great. Take note of everything.
Totally not paranoid.
See? There you go. Proving it. I love it. So, Tim, are you ready to play this game?
Yeah.
All right. For 30 seconds exactly, tell us why hurricanes are no big deal.
Because, I mean, really it's just water. Water's not that bad. We're 73% water. And this is like airborne water. So, like, just, I don't know, if you can get behind a wall, you can get out of the way of a hurricane. You kidding me? Cheesy. But I think hurricanes are also probably the number three team in the Eastern Division. And I know a lot about sports, and that's not a very stoner thing to know about.
Time. All right. All right. Interesting. Yeah. Don't be afraid of the hurricanes. They're doing badly this season. I love it. Also, weird. Yeah, man. Weird water. Okay. What is that? Pass that to Kate, if you don't mind, I guess. Kate.
Yes.
Are you ready to play this game?
Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Kate, for 30 seconds exactly, tell us why vampires are no big deal.
Oh, they look good in black. They are cool to have around at art shows. They've got money because they could hypnotize people, and then they just take the money. So they'll buy stuff from you if you're selling stuff like art. Like, they're good to have at art shows. And they drink wine, but it's not really wine. It's blood, human blood. That's why they're cool. They'll drain you of a couple pounds. If you need to fit into a dress, you just be like, dude, can you just take like 7 pounds of blood out of me?
Time. Oh, my God. There you go. Kate Hester, vampires. I didn't know they were big art fans. I learned so many new... I learned so many new tropes about vampires there. That's so great. Fantastic stuff. That's why vampires are no big deal. Colin, are you ready to play this game?
Let's do it.
All right. For 30 seconds, tell us why failure is no big deal.
Ah, man. Failure? Listen, take it from... I fail every day. You know what I'm saying? Putting on my socks, failure. Takes you like 35 minutes, dog. I got to really focus on it. You got to fail. Here's the thing. You know, if you fail at something, eventually you will get to a point where you're not failing, but even then you still might fail. And that's fine. So just do it. You know, just go out there and get it done.
Time. All right. There you go. Yeah. Go fail. That was inspiring. I feel like everybody wants to start a project out there. Man, I'm going to start Nirvana because of that that answer. Mark.
What's up?
Are you ready to play this game?
Yes, officer.
All right. Oh, I love it.
He's a police officer. And one thing, you know, I want to make clear is ACAB does also refer to Alex Grubard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was trying to.
I'm coming for everyone tonight. I'm coming for everyone tonight.
Alex, cops are bad. Yeah, I get it. That makes so much sense. Yeah. All right, Mark, you sound ready. Mark, for 30 seconds, tell us why success is no big deal.
Success is no big deal. Like, whatever. You spend some time in Martha's Vineyard. You spend a little time in the Hamptons. You have sex with different people. Who cares? You know what I mean? You know who's really happy? Real people. People who live and fucking go to 8 hours of work every day. Some people even do. Have you heard this, Tim? 12 hours of work a day. And they're happy as hell, I imagine. Why? You think the working man's not happy, Tim? Should be a tab. All Tims are bastards.
Time. All right. That's why success was... Okay. Success is no big deal. Somehow Tim's a bastard. All right. Interesting tactic. Devin.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play this game?
Mm-hmm.
All right. For 30 seconds, tell us why saying something bad on the internet during a live stream is no big deal.
Well, I'm going to show you. No, I don't know. I mean, come on, man. It's like... You don't want to say bad stuff on the internet. That's proven to never have consequences ever. You shouldn't fear that at all. I don't know, because if eventually people will forgive you, probably. You know, like, what are you going to say that's bad enough that people aren't going to forgive you? You know? Like, what even? Everybody's pretty chill, right?
Time. Like, there we go. Hey. That sounded like a very sober, coherent thought to me. As far as this game. So here's the deal, though, everybody out there. We are going to eliminate one person after this game, and we just finished it, so we are going to do it right now. You can vote on your phone. Go to menti.com. Use the code 8710-1011. I believe you can even vote up to two or three times, honestly. Yeah, so throw some votes out there. We'll see who we think is the highest and we didn't want to eliminate. Who do we not want to be distracted by anymore? We're trying to find the one sober person at the very end. This is like we're playing the blame game throughout the show as well. You know, if you guys want to jump on your phones, I know we're all friends here.
Yeah, do we?
Exactly. You could vote on your phone. You can. I know. Tim, this is what you decide. Am I a bastard? Am I... I'm going to throw Mark under the bus after that. Well, yeah, I think so. I believe. Can you guys check if voting is open? Can you at least do that? Try and vote. Somebody try and vote for yourself at least. You know, I mean, you could do that. You know, I think it is. It could be a few. I would suspect George is also voting. So, you know, I mean, but I'm not seeing any. So that's why I'm asking. Can you guys vote? I'll come for you. Who's got the mic? Yeah. Defend yourself, Devin.
Well, I think Colin just voted for me, which is fucked up. It's pretty...
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Is it working for you guys?
We did see Colin
delay
vote for Devin.
Yeah. We saw him vote for me.
Yeah, right?
You're a fucking liar.
Oh.
You're a little piece of shit.
I don't see it coming up here.
You didn't see nothing, son. All right? There you go.
Hmm. Oh, if I could take my vote back for who I voted for, who would I vote for you?
You guys did vote, and it's not showing up.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
Man, I love how it's just...
If I voted for you, why is there nothing showing up?
It's like it doesn't show up, it doesn't count, yet it's only emotional. That's it.
If I voted for you, surely it would say one vote for Devin. But can we get a little... All zeros on the board there. Weird.
Am I? Do I need to hit something over here? George, everybody, give it up for George. Oh, what is it? Oh, it doesn't. I don't know why it says showing. Refresh. Here, what if I go back and forward? No. Oh, there we go. Ah, thank you for voting. Thank you all. Menti.com, everybody. Menti.com. We're still learning it ourselves. I think you could still throw a couple votes out there, honestly. But Colin, why don't you defend yourself? Colin, get on that microphone.
Devin, I don't know how you did this. I don't know how you coordinated this between all five of the listeners, but this is some dog shit.
Vote for him. He deserves to go. This monster must go.
Yeah, this is from that Huffington Post cover.
Yeah,
story.
Look at how evil he looks.
Yeah, exactly. That's on the Associated
smiling?
Press. Yeah. That's where
if
I found
that's
it.
Smile, that's like smiling while people like battle beneath you.
Yeah.
You're just like, yes, pawns, fight for me.
Well, Colin, guess what? I think you are eliminated. You do have the most votes. Give
told
it up for Colin,
you it was
guys.
A mistake.
Colin, thank you for being here. Fantastic stuff, though. There we go, guys. Well, we solved that technical issue. And we're going to move on to our next game. This is another game. This is a game that it's an old game, a fun game. Theoretically, remember, everybody has smoked but one. But theoretically, stoners, they gain some sort of psychic ability. They're on another wavelength. They're on another layer. So you know how stoners, we're going to test all of our players' ESP. We're going to test their psychic ability. I'm going to ask each of them a question that only I would know the answer to. And all they have to do is use their psychic ability and try to get it correct. We'll see who is the most psychic, who's obviously stoned. That's how this game works. It's called Crystal Bong. All right? So, Devin, are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's see our first question. Oops. See our first question. What car do I drive? What brand of car do I drive?
I bet it's red.
Okay.
I bet it's red. I'm gonna say here's the thing. You're smart. You know a good long term investment when you see one. But goddamn it, you love America. So I'm thinking like Ford, maybe like a Ford red hybrid-y kind of thing. Because like you're support Ford's in America, right? And I didn't make that up.
Yeah, Ford's in America.
Goddamn right, it's Alex. And you know that. And you know that. I'm going to go with a Ford. What would the hybrid be? A Ford Taurus. I don't know if that's right, but I'm going to say
in America,
a Ford Taurus.
I feel like they don't even make hybrids. But let's see. Red Ford, I would accept. Let's see what it is. Hyundai Sonata.
Wow.
I know. There you go. Not American. It's blue. And it's not a hybrid, unfortunately.
Clearly, I'm not high. I got it totally wrong.
There you go. Well done. Pass that mic down. Mark, are you ready to play this game?
I got to say, that was a hard... Because I've been in your car for hours, and I couldn't tell you what kind of car it is.
I know. That's why it's a good question. All right. Only I.
If you'd asked me, it would have come off passive-aggressive to me. You're like, what color is my eyes, Mark?
Let's see what this other one is. Don't lead yourself into that question. All right, Mark, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 5. What is it?
All right, so let's get a baseline first. Do decimals happen?
No.
What about irrational numbers?
No.
Imaginary?
No.
3.
Three.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It is 3. This guy's clearly in another world. He's talking to the dead as we speak.
This is just the magic of never smoking weed and drinking kombucha every day.
I have a new nickname for you. Medium Mark Henry. Very good. All right. Starring Patricia Arquette. Kate Hester. That was a show, I swear.
Yes.
Kate, what is my favorite obscure holiday?
Ooh, your favorite obscure holiday would be Arbor Day.
Ooh, let's see. National Have a Bad Day Day.
That's really obscure.
It's
That's
very
not like on
obscure.
A calendar, though.
Oh, I Googled it.
Like, Arbor Day's on a calendar. Like, that's like a girl made it up type holiday,
It
right?
is, and that's why I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I love it so
All
much.
All right, whatever. I don't know why you don't hate trees.
I like Arbor Day. I have nothing against Arbor Day.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Kate.
Thank you.
All right, pass that to Tim. Tim.
Wait, what day is National Have a Bad Day?
November 21st. I think. Google it. I'm pretty sure it is.
It's not on the calendar.
All right. Tim, where will I be in 5 years?
I don't want to be the one to tell you this. I'm sorry. It's going to turn out great for you. I know you love struggling. But it's everything will be okay. You will be in the exact same place you are, but slightly grayer.
Okay. On a Rocket to the Sun is what we were looking for. On Crystal Bong. There you go. But I appreciate that. In some ways, that in some sort of psychic world, a psychic would be like, Earth is a rocket to the sun, so you will be there. Great stuff, guys, all around. So let's get back into voting. Who do we think is highest up here? Why don't we vote? Colin again gets a vote. Gotta love it, of course. Colin, this is bullshit, he says. There you go. Well, I don't know. I'd say... oh my gosh. Well, votes are coming in. Holy crime. Definitely Kate's got the most votes so far. Votes are definitely coming in. Kate, defend yourself. Get on a mic.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna, we got at least another minute.
How do I defend myself? What do I have to do? I have to show titties?
Saying something bad on a podcast.
Right?
But yeah.
What do I have to do?
All right. Man, well now you're tied with Tim. So it's working. Devin even got a vote. So it's working somehow.
Do we have to arm wrestle?
Oh, but you have three votes now.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Ruh-roh. Uh-oh.
Tim, defend yourself. You're in second with Devin.
I just came right from work. I don't get high at work, so I'm not high.
Great. Yes, of course you can.
All right. I'm unemployed, but I am not high.
So there you go. It's looking pretty strong, though, that it's going to be Kate. Kate, try it again.
I work for the government. I get drug tested all the time.
You're tied with Devin now.
You know.
All right. Colin is trying to manipulate this election, and I'm honestly disgusted you're allowing this to happen, Alex. I mean, where are we as a game show? If an outside force can just come in here and fucking rig the whole thing, it's all a big joke to him.
Game show, he says. Well, we'll see. This next vote could decide it, is what I'm thinking. If otherwise, we might have to do some sort of runoff between Kate and Devin.
He's getting his phone. He's going to do it. He's spreading misinformation, I would imagine.
Yeah. I think we'll try and vote off two people next time or something. And but yeah, it's tied right now at three. Unless in the next few somebody could vote. I mean, I guess I could. Oh, maybe I could do it. Ooh, I know it'd be twisted if the police affect the outcome of. Anything. I know. Oh, it's so in my
hands.
Well,
can you be the police and stop the steal? Alex?
I guess I could.
He's trying to...
I'll tell you what. We might move on, and then if it happens again, though, I'm definitely eliminating two. How about that? All right, but wait, you got to buy one of you. Kate and Devin, you're on the hot seats right now.
We got to do
something.
Unless
we get
Colin.
One more vote in there, it's in the next few seconds. But I think that's going to be it. You know, about two and a half minutes of voting.
My ass is not an asset. I don't think I'm convinced. I'm not winning hearts or minds with my ass.
Go to menti.com, put in the code 8710-1011 if you want to be the deciding factor this round. But 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we're moving on to our next game. This is Getting the Spins. All right, so this is a brand new game. So this is going to be spin the wheel, and then, you know, just tell us about the prompt, all right? We just want to see what's going on in your head, if you can... think on your feet, and if you're up to date on all the latest trends, we know stoners, they're always on the latest trends, you know? Everybody's still wearing tie-dye out there, you know? The whole world is. So let's spin the wheel and tell us about this latest trend as best you can, all right? And we'll judge you on your answer, if we think you're high or we think you might be sober. You guys understand this? Mm-hmm. All right, so here's how we... I'll spin the wheel, but Devin, are you going to go first, or you want...
Wherever you want, man.
As long as it's done first last time. You know, why don't you pass it to Mark? Mark, why don't you go first?
Let's do it.
All right. Mark, so I'm going to tell us about the latest, and then I'll spin the wheel. I'll finish the prompt, all right? Watch that wheel go. This thing's only menti.com could do. Tell us about the latest exercise.
The latest exercise. All right, so the latest exercise. Crazy the latest exercise I've done recently.
Interpret it how you will.
Okay, so all right. So one thing about me, you know, straight edge, hardcore, punk rocker. I also do yoga and drive a Prius, but I don't just do any yoga. I do DDP yoga. It's yoga made up by a pro wrestler. And that's how I lost 80 pounds. A pro wrestler changed my life, Devin. He could change yours, too.
Really? You think so?
I think so. I think so. He could change anyone's life. And the most recent thing, I've been doing tibia raises. Have you heard of these? It's like a thing where you like you do, it's like your calves, but it's like this part of your calves, I think. So you like put your back against the wall and you kind of like raise your foot up by that.
Wow. He works out. Stoners don't do that. This is interesting. Mark, great stuff. That's the latest exercise, the tibias from DDP Yoga. Lifesaver. Pass that to Devin or whoever. Yeah, whatever you decide. Devin, I'm going to spin the wheel for you.
Do you think you could help me?
Tell us about the latest religion.
The latest religion. Oh, boy. There's this brand new one called Christianity. So they believe in, like, there's this guy who is an odd fella, but very kind, and they pretty much are right about everything. So I would suggest you go join them. Let Christ into your heart. Is this now what you wanted? Was this?
I thought it was great. What do you mean? I think it's hilarious.
Because I would hope that he could touch your life too, Alex.
He hasn't. But whatever. I'm also not going to be doing that tibia fucking workout, so don't worry about it. I'm not being swayed over here. But I think we learned a lot from that prompt. That was great. Great job. Devin, pass that down. Another sober answer. That is a real religion. He didn't go like fucking spaghetti monster over here.
Yeah.
Tim,
mm-hmm.
You ready
for
this prompt? All right. I'm spinning the wheel.
You should get a real wheel.
No, we're using this. Explain the latest magic trick.
Oh, it's amazing. Pretty much, it's... So is it real like it... You want to hear about David Blaine? No, it's all smoke and mirrors. That's how they do everything. It's smoke and mirrors. And also, like, I don't really try to stay up on magic tricks because, like, once you learn how they do it, it ruins it. So it's, I say stay in the dark.
Okay. Fascinating. All right. Well, there you go. Get some error message. Kate, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. That was a fascinating magic trick. Kate, let's see your final prompt. And of course, the latest diet craze.
I'm going to go with the art school, which is the one the diet I chose. This is where you buy only art supplies and no food. And couple that with fashion school, where you're just riddled with anorexia also, because you want to get into the fashion industry and they don't hire fat people no matter how hard they say they do. They really don't. So, it's called going to FIT. I think that's the art's latest diet craze because, you get fit, you're surrounded by models and rich kids, and you're also expensive, so you're poor, so you can't afford to buy food if you're me.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
FIT craze. That sounds crazy. Well, great stuff. Yeah, so you guys can vote out there. Who do you think is the highest? I think we're going to eliminate two this time, right? Because that's how it's going to be, unless there's a four-way tie. I hope that doesn't happen. Knock on wood, you know? So, yeah, throw some votes out there. Who do you think is the highest amongst these four players that are still in this? Go to menti.com, plug in the code 8710-1011, and you can play along with our live stream. Tim shoots up with three votes. Tim, that answer was trippy. Yes? Yes.
I just want to point out that they're conspiring against me back here. I know they are.
Yeah. You never know.
But Colin. No, Colin's voting for himself like a gentleman. That's why he only has one vote. If you want, I'll start voting against you guys. But I feel like this is, I just want to say, this is America. I don't think any of us should be voting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why would we not be voting in America, Tim?
Because what does voting do? The election stolen. You know what happens when people vote? Marijuana becomes legal, and I'm not for that.
Okay.
You're eliminating two, right?
We're eliminating two.
So, Mark, even with our conspiring, I'm also out.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, Colin got another vote, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, can Colin be out again? He deserves it.
He'll definitely be out again. He's not getting back in. But yeah, it is down to it's coming up on Tim and Devin, unless this vote changes. But everybody's got at least one. But yeah, guys, I think... Oh, Tim got a fourth vote. I don't think it's going to change much unless Mark all of a sudden gets two votes or Kate or something like that. Devin's votes reverse something. I think, guys... Yes?
Yeah, I think that people are making a wrong choice, which is what happens when you let people vote. We should start living under authoritarianism.
Authoritarianism, where authors are in charge. Guys,
everything that guy just said was right.
I think Tim, and I'm eliminating too. Yeah. Tim and Devin, yeah. You guys are eliminated. Clap it up for Tim and Devin.
Can I just say?
Say.
Fuck you, Colin.
Gosh. Well, give it up for Devin. Give it up for Tim. Great stuff. Oh, my gosh. We have two final players on this game.
Just kick them up here.
We have one more. We have one other kind of ease into a game. It's another interactive game. This is interrogation. So the audience is going to give direct questions to you guys. You guys are just going to answer direct questions. We'll see what questions we get. So throw us some direct questions for Kate and Mark, either one. It doesn't have to be specifically to them. Definitely not. Like, I'll just tell them who to answer it. And we'll have them both answer a bunch of questions. This is their chance to get for you guys to get to know them as much as you can before we get to our final game. Mark, how high are you?
I would never get high. My favorite pro wrestler, and Alex, you can attest to this, CM Punk, who did nothing wrong.
Bam. I love how Mark throws in his agenda. That's great. So there you go. Oops, that was our first. That was our first question answered. Throw some questions, guys. Kate, grab that mic. Take the same question. How high are you?
I am not high at all. Anybody who knows me knows that. Do painkillers count, though?
Not on this show.
I've had many surgeries this year, so I do what I can to stay out of pain.
There you go.
I actually have a battery pack put into my spine this year. It really fucking hurts.
All right. Well, you know, Kate, here's the next question. Have you ever had a non-heterosexual experience?
I've come very close, but I chicken out. I am like a Dungeons and Dragons dude. When a hot chick starts talking to me, I fumble and stumble, and I get the fuck out of there because I'm terrified. And then later on, I'm like, why did I do that?
There you go. Answered. Love it. Get to know our players. Mark. What's scarier, a snake on fire or a lion on fire?
I think a lion, while, you know, a few things about lions and snakes. Not lions are a very noble animal. Snakes, very disagreeable, ones that you cannot trust. I think a lion is bigger, and also, symbolically, the lion is the king.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And when the king is on fire, the whole country is in trouble.
That was a great question. I feel like that was one of those questions you ask a replicant in Blade Runner, you know? Answered. Kate, do you think Mark Henley needs to lose more weight?
If you know me, you know I like my boys big.
Hell
so
yeah.
No.
Answered.
Yeah.
Mark, favorite type of weed?
False. I hate weed. And I'm going to go as far as to say that the Hangman Page should have not brought up the Colt Cabana issue with the CM Punk press conference.
Agreed and answered. Kate, what is to be done about this Colin situation?
I think a cobbler, just a shoe repairman. Shoe repairman is all it takes. Other than that, everything's okay.
Answered. Mark, who here stinks?
Well, first off, Kate's high, and we know because she has referenced a thing that didn't happen on camera, which is that Colin's shoes have holes in them. Her credibility has been undermined. Who here stinks? I think Tim Rager basically admitted to it.
I guess so. All right. Kate, what's your Dungeons and Dragons class?
Dwarf.
Nailed it. Mark, bring back Devin so we can kick him out. Also, he stinks. That's not a question. You know, feel free to comment. Colin admitted to me that he's the one that stinks. There you go.
All right. Well,
valiant day of your life.
There were accusations that Devin and I were in an alliance, that conspiring against the other people, and I am going to say that was true. Every single voting thing, I looked at them and then made sure that we voted for the same person.
Got you. I love all these stink ones. Okay, great, guys. That's interrogation. Oh, Kate, if you were a ghost, what would you haunt?
My gynecologist's office.
Nice. And this next one, is Alex high? Yeah, I'm high. What are you talking about? There you go. So there you go. That was interrogation. Let's jump to voting. Kate has one vote, like, right away, whatever's going on there. So, yeah, here we go. So it's voting's open, guys. These are our final two players. Oh, wait, we have I think I have one more game. Oh, yeah. I totally do. Well, you know what? I have one more game, but Kate's definitely in the lead. Yeah, there we go. Sorry, we have one more game. We aren't eliminating anyone after that. My fault, everybody. My fault. But we are going to do our final game. It's a quick one. This is going to test a lot of things. People have entire nervous breakdowns during this game for some reason, and we'll see them tangent. This game is called Sing Off. We're going to have each of our players sing anything for 30 seconds. It's kind of a memory game. And there we go. Do your time. Kate, do you want to begin?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So whenever you're ready, for 30 seconds, sing anything.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. Is that 30 seconds yet? Is that 30 seconds yet?
Time. Baby. See what I mean? Give it up for Kate. Come on. She went through all that surgery and jumped up there. I love it. I know. We were talking about it beforehand. It's insane. Are you feeling okay? We've got medicine here. Anyway, Mark, this is Sing Off. 30 seconds.
I'm gonna sing a song that represents my anti-drug lifestyle. Let her cry. Let the tears fall down like rain. Let her rain. And the sun comes up tomorrow. Let her cry. Let her cry. The tears fall down like rain. Let her rain. Sun comes up tomorrow, let her cry. I only want to be with you.
At time. Okay, there you go. Yeah, give it up for them. Great job, both of them. So we've seen them go through a bunch of things just now between the two of them. This is our final time voting. Kate's got one vote again right away. But yeah, throw those votes down. It's between Kate and Mark. We'll eliminate one person. Who do you think is the highest? Go to menti.com, type in 8710, 1011. Mark gets a vote, but Kate's at 2. That's how it is. Yeah, throw people under the bus if you can. That's what's going on here. And we'll have our final player. Kate has 3. Whoa. To Kate, defend yourself if you need to. I mean, or Mark, you can defend. I don't think you've had to defend yourself once this entire show.
I haven't, because everyone knows that I'm a hardcore straight edge punk rock icon. I listen to Minor Threat. I skate. I'm skeptical about having sex. And I might not do it ever again. I might be done.
Wow. now you're getting a lot of votes, though. So, but it's still Kate is in the lead with 1. It's
Kate also
voting.
Has pink hair, which is a known drug doer care color to have.
That is potentially true. Well, that might be where we're at. I don't know. It is down to these 2, unless we get another vote in the next couple of seconds. I think, Kate, I think you are eliminated. Give it up for Kate, everybody. And clap it up for Mark. He's the last person up here. The last person on stage. Amazing. Did it. Crushed it. Mark, BXG, DXG, you did it.
I came here to win, but I did not come here to do it sober. I've been high the whole time.
Oh, what the heck? Well, you convinced everybody that you were sober with all that straight edge stuff, at least. Maybe it was something else. But where is the sober person? Sober person, who were you? Reveal yourself. It was Kate.
Hi, I am the sober one, everybody. I don't smoke weed. I ruin everybody else's high. I immediately start asking everybody in the room why they're mad at me. Over and over and over again. Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? I'm so sorry. Whatever I did, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you're mad at me. I could tell. I could just tell.
That's me when I'm high. So I don't do it.
Well, nobody's mad at you, Kate. We're all mad at Mark. He beat everybody. No, but you guys were all great. Thank you, guys. Mark Henley, Kate Hester, Tim Rager, Devin All, Colin Armstrong. You guys are the best. George Martens on Dispatch. Thank you, Sip Studios. We're going to do this every Tuesday at, you know, in October at 7 p.m. live streaming, play along. So please come back, hang out with us. We'll do stuff beforehand. It'll be fun. You know, we'll do some stuff. Fuck around and find out. You know, that's how it is. You can find Weeding Out the Stoned all over the place. Also, you know, I'm a card-carrying normal member. They do the real work, you know, getting weed legalized for guys like me. So, you know, give them a like or whatever, normal.org. They've been kind to us. Here's some other Weeding Out the Stone stuff. You guys are awesome. We'll see you next time on Weeding Out the Stone. Move along. Show's over.
All these people standing around, standing in a circle, laughing way too loud. A secret, it's safe for now. I'm the sober one in this smoke-filled crowd. The ships are fake, the donuts are glazed. I shove them in my mouth, they disappear in the haze. Stuck in the grass, looked in the trees, slipped in the swag, but you'll never find me. Weeding out the stars.